Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sorwinski. On today's program, I'm joined by Perry Superintendent Clark Wicks, and we are discussing last night's Perry School Board meeting. So, Clark, thank you, as always, for joining me.
Joe, I appreciate it. Great to be here.
So, first of all, we wanted to talk about the bond referendum for the big project coming up here, hopefully at the school. So, what can you tell me just about the latest involving the bond referendum and the education thereof?
Mm-hmm. Well, the latest update on that is we've had seven different meetings as far as informational meetings to different groups. We have one coming up this Wednesday at 6:30 at the Perry Performing Arts Center. So that's open to the public if they're interested in that bond referendum. And also, people can start voting. Early voting has started, and you can do that in Adel. And it's at the election office, which is just north of the driver's license building. So early voting can start. They're open from 8 to 4:30. There's a lot of good energy with our community, the people that I've talked to, and there's been some good questions. So I think overall positive, but everybody that is interested in this cannot be complacent. We need to make sure we vote February 5th.
For sure. Now, one of the questions that I think you probably get the most whenever you are out with these meetings is probably about the debt service levy going down. We've discussed this before,
sure,
but explain it a little bit more one more time.
That is a question that comes up. And again, I think, Joe, what you're referring to is we talk about a reduction of the debt cost, 75 cents per $1,000 valuation of a property. And the reason for that is that we are reauthorizing a debt that will be expiring in June. Therefore, we're utilizing part of that to go to the current bond referendum, and the net result is a minus 75 cents or reduction of 75 cents in that debt levy.
All right. So we definitely encourage people to get out and vote on February 5th. Now, one part of last night was during the reports, and during that you had some teachers and staff come up and talk about the success room. We've talked about it before.
You bet.
Can you tell me about what was discussed last night?
Well, it was an update about our success room / success center. We've referred to it in both of those names. And here's the neat part of it. It was something that we wanted to try to do to help students who have been struggling, maybe don't see either the high school or middle school or possibly even the elementary as the right environment. And we want to try to get those kids back on the road to success. And this is a way to have a small group. We have a number of staff members there to help them. And the high school principal, middle school principal, director of special needs and student services, as well as the teacher, all gave their input on the progress of the Success Center.
From all reports, it sounded like it had a great deal of success, for lack of a better term.
You bet. No pun intended there, but
maybe pun intended.
Yeah, a little bit of a pun. But yes, great amount of success measured by our kids, number one, coming to school. Number two, are they getting their work done? But more importantly, are they building confidence so that they can continue to stay on that road to success? Mr. Enderton, the teacher, had a neat story. And in a nutshell, it was at the beginning of the year, it was very difficult to get some of the kids to school, to the Success Center. They would be going to pick them up. They'd be knocking on doors. They had to wait up to 5 minutes before they came out. And then he said after a couple weeks, those doors were starting to open on their own. They were getting on the bus by themselves. And now they're saying, hey, I like school. I feel good about who I am. And to me, that is the essence of success.
For sure. All right. Now, kind of keeping in that same vein as far as, you know, dropout prevention and at risk, you had a report from one of the teachers who is heavily involved in both of those and a request for modified supplemental allowable growth, correct?
Correct. Mrs. Valleen, guidance counselor at the high school, she is in charge of the dropout prevention program and at-risk program. And what this talks about is to apply for $598,000. But what the importance and what the investment is it touches probably over half of our student population. And what it is it allows us to have enough counselors, at-risk instructors, paraeducators, so that those students that need a little bit of a pick-me-up, a little bit of a lift, again, to get on that road to success, this is a program that helps us out immensely in all those categories. And we're, again, very proud of being a school that makes sure that every kid counts, make sure that we try to meet those needs of kids, and again, get them rowing the boat too so that they can be sustainable in their endeavors for the rest of their life. So thanks to Mrs. Valleen for her update about the at-risk and dropout prevention program.
Absolutely. Now, one last thing I want to ask you about here today is every year the state gives a performance profile for every district in the state. And this year, Perry did very, very well on that, correct?
Absolutely. They did outstanding. And again, Joe, this is the Iowa assessments, and they basically grade or they weight each school in a number of different factors, about 12 to 14 different variables. And there's two key components: a comprehensive look, how did you do on all of these different criteria, and each of our schools, elementary, middle school, high school, all met that. Then they get into what's called targeted, and the targeted goes to different subgroups, your ELL, your free and reduced. How did those kids do as far as growth and meeting the different criteria? And we met that also. The other thing that was very, very impressive, as you look at the elementary score of 60, high school 58, middle school 56, if you look at those scores and compare it to all the schools in Dallas County, all the schools across the state, we were outstanding and did just as well as I think probably any school in the state. So kudos to our teachers, our associates, all of our staff and parents for the work that they've done so that Perry shows that essence of teaching and learning, and that is growth. They really emphasize growth, and that's what it's all about, and that's what Perry was able to accomplish. So outstanding work.
Absolutely, and we've talked about that growth in the past, that that is kind of your targeted area that you want to help the students succeed with, is growing every year.
Absolutely. Our responsibility is to be able to take these kids and have the different benchmarks and the different outcomes and have those kids grow enough to meet them. I can't say enough positive things about our staff and our parents and students. So it's what it's all about. And it is a tremendous, tremendous positive for our school. And I think it gives everybody a little more confidence that what we're doing with our professional learning communities and what we do on those Wednesdays is looking at data, seeing how we can improve kids, and having the expectations that we will have success.
All right. Well, Perry Superintendent Clark Wicks, anything else that you'd like to mention to our listeners today?
No, just remember early voting at the election office in Adel. You can do that all the way up to the bond referendum, which will be February 5th. So early voting, election office in Adel, 8 o'clock to 4:30. And we just got to make sure that people get out and vote.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate it as always.
Thank you, Joe, and make it a great day.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Clark Wicks. You can find this program at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. My name is Joe Sierwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.